quit. That's 4 miles out there. If you're not going to go that big, well, you better stay out of it. Once you go wet,
mm-hmm.
Well, too many trees.
Too many what?
Too many trees.
Oh.
Well, you can sell it for timber and need it. So mm-hmm. Finally, he was wrong about that. Mm-hmm. He gave it up. He saw he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did the Pooler White people live?
Well, they lived over on the east side, you know, about where the airport is now. That used to be over there. They raised a vegetable garden,
mm-hmm.
Truck garden over there mostly.
Yeah.
Then the south was South Main Street. About 23rd was over in there was a full part. They cut it over there clear for 5 or 8 miles, either direction, left. East or west or north and south,
mm-hmm.
All poor colored people. And then some of the colored people, the white, lived downtown and it's over by the city park and around there. And the homes over there, some of them are still standing in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
Not many. I can point you out 2 or 3 of them, and then they got 2 cemeteries, colored and white cemeteries over there, taking up a lot of space.
Mm.
And I've been going out to that cemetery for 78 years.
Mm.
At one cemetery. Taking care of it. And most of it's there. Of course, they got where they mix up a little more. Of course, transportation was so unsatisfactory. They did that, of course, where they worked their worship all as close as they could, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But where else were the well-off white people there?
Well, they lived in the Heights here in the last 45, 50 years out on the Heights here.
Which is, what, west of town?
Yeah. South, southeast, northwest, I mean, northwest,
yeah.
Over in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bankers and the big shots, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
companies and home companies and bankers and druggist, Lincoln Drug Company, manager owned the Lincoln Drug Company, has a place there on 8th and 7th and Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it, not right down where the Albert Pike Hotel is.
No, I don't know that.
But anyway, I've passed there all my life and it's still the same as ever was.
Was it?
Yeah. And they sold it there. There's a rooming house now.
Mm-hmm.
So all that has changed there. They all own Lincoln Drug Company and they're all out of business. Now they got one that boy used to work with Lincoln Drug Company over here. And he's pretty well off. He was a big shot in it. Now he's reaching out for wonderful coconuts and there's no coconuts there. So he just lost out. I guess he'll run.
Mm-hmm. Who was Rodney Perrin?
Oh, he was a lawyer.
Was he? Why did he have a street name that? Is he a
Well, I don't know. I can't ask that because he was a good one and he did good for everybody, see. And he not only was a good lawyer,
mm-hmm.
he loved people and he tried to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Only good. He was just a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember his name and know he was a lawyer and that he made lots of money. Now, here on Rodney Perrin is a city fireman that I know pretty well. I bought some acres out there, and I think he paid, if I'm not mistaken, around $3,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
He paid off $10 a month. He sold it here last a few years ago for $750,000. That's all he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was before
mm-hmm.
the income tax hit him, see. Well, the slavery is still here. You're a tax slave. You're some kind of slave.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. To somebody somewhere.
And I get goose pimples and I think about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.